All right, 1380 WPHM. Our coverage continues at the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference. Policy leaders and business leaders and politicians from across southeast Michigan, across from Michigan, really the whole state, are gathered here. Jeff Mason is with us right now from the MEDC, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Jeff, how are you?
I'm great, Paul. It's always great to be up on the island.
Isn't it just the best place? And what a unique event this is to bring all those people together in one place so far from home, in such a great atmosphere where you can really get a lot of business done.
You know, it's kind of a target-rich environment. Mm-hmm. you can see a lot of people in a short period of time up here.
No doubt. Well, the Michigan economy has certainly turned around in the last few years. Things are going in the right direction, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, you look at unemployment rates around 4%. You know, right now the issue is having enough workers, not enough jobs. The governor has proposed a number of, you know, new programs in terms of, you know, helping to reskill and train people and provide education for the citizens of Michigan between our My Opportunity program and our Michigan Reconnect program. So really focusing a lot of attention on, you know, bringing the skill levels that companies around the state and in Port Huron and St. Clair County need to be successful going into the future.
And there isn't necessarily one idea to get that done. It's several ideas, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we need young individuals who want to go to work in some of the great manufacturing companies that we have across the state of Michigan, people that have skilled trades that can be employed throughout our state's economy. Just a statistic that about, I think, 30% of the individuals in the automotive industry are 55 years or older, so you're having a lot of people retire out. So we need, you know, skilled trades. We need people with associate's degrees, certification, technology experience, and four-year degrees.
How do you introduce them to these careers and the idea of these careers? Because I don't think that they are what a lot of people think they are. A lot of people have this vision, I think, of what a factory was like 100 years ago, and it's changed a lot.
Well, there's a lot of initiatives going on. I mean, there's Manufacturing Day, which, you know, a lot of companies throughout the state, you know, open up their companies, bring parents and students and career counselors in to expose them to what's going on in those companies. You know, you drive by and you see these plants and businesses, but you don't really see what's going on inside of it. And so getting kids exposed to that at a young age, also exposing the parents to that, as well as, you know, career counselors or counselors in the schools to expose them to what's happening so that they can help to influence kind of what the kids do when they go through school.
Having a diversified economy is important. We know that in St. Clair County, but across the state too, isn't it?
Well, I think, you know, we've seen that across the state is that we need a balanced economy, one that, you know, has manufacturing, one that has agriculture, one that has tourism, one that has technology and life sciences. And when we get all of that working, you know, together, that's when I think we've got a very robust economy. And I think that's what we've seen here in Michigan, and I think that's what we see in the future in Michigan.
Who are you hoping to reach the most this week? You said it's a target-rich environment. It absolutely is. There are business leaders here. There are community foundation leaders here. There are certainly also a lot of elected officials here, too. What message do you have for all of them?
Well, I mean, certainly with businesses, you know, this is an opportunity to thank them for their business. I mean, businesses in the state of Michigan are our customers, and we want to make sure, first and foremost, the businesses that are here are satisfied customers. Mm-hmm. So how we can help them, whether it's through training programs, other resources that we can bring to bear. You know, our Pure Michigan Business Connect is a program that tries to help them connect with large purchasers, so increase the amount of supply and demand in terms of purchasing behavior. Our export program is another program that we work with companies that are looking at trying to export their products outside the United States. So meeting with private companies, meeting with elected officials, talking about the value proposition of economic development and what it means to our state. And so just a great chance to, you know, meet with a lot of individuals in a short period of time.
All right. So, and we're talking with Jeff Mason from the MEDC, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Jeff, how can Michigan be a business-friendly environment? Because it's often been said that we're not competing with other countries for jobs. We're competing, frankly, with other states. So what does Michigan need to do to be a real business-friendly environment?
Well, I think, you know, we've created a business climate right now, Paul, that I think is pretty hospitable and a good climate for businesses. I mean, in terms of rankings from the Tax Foundation or Site Selection Magazine, Michigan ranks, you know, in the top 10 or so in terms of states for doing business. But clearly, we've got to do more in terms of our infrastructure. The governor's talked about the fact that we need to fix the damn roads. We have to invest in ourselves, whether it's for infrastructure, for education, for training, to be able to have, you know, really that 21st century infrastructure, broadband connectivity, so that, you know, companies can with confidence invest here in the state of Michigan.
You think the future is bright in Michigan?
Absolutely. I think Michigan's brightest days are still ahead of us.
Jeff, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it very much.
My pleasure, Paul. Have
Jeff Bazin with us from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation on 1380 WPHM.